This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today virtually inaugurated and dedicated to the nation 75 infrastructure projects constructed by the Border Roads Organisation at a cost of 2,236 crore rupees. These projects have been constructed in 11 border states and union territories of the country, including the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Of the 75 new projects, 19 projects are in Jammu and Kashmir, 11 in Ladakh, 18 in Arunachal Pradesh, 9 in Uttarakhand, 6 in Sikkim, 5 in Himachal Pradesh, 2 each in West Bengal and Rajasthan, and 1 each in Nagaland, Mizoram and Andaman and Nicobar Islands. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal for the Prime Minister Internship Scheme. The internship portal, launched on a pilot basis on the 3rd of this month by the government, will be open for registration by applicants today. The portal was opened for companies to post the opportunities. The government aims at providing 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during financial year 2024-25. It will be implemented through an online portal, pminternship.mca.gov.in. The total cost of the pilot project will be 800 crore rupees. The government aims to provide internships for 1 crore candidates in the age group of 21 to 24 years over a period of 5 years. The Income Tax Department has collected over 13,57,000 crore rupees as direct tax for the financial year 2024-25 so far. The collection includes personal income tax of over 7 lakh crore rupees and corporate tax of over 6 lakh crore rupees. The department has also issued refunds of over 2,31,000 crore rupees till yesterday. At least 16 people were injured after a passenger train rammed into a stationary goods train at Kavarapette in Tamil Nadu last night. No casualties have been reported following the collision. At least 12 to 13 coaches derailed. The injured passengers have been moved to nearby hospitals. The incident took place at Kavarapette near Gumidipundi in the Chennai division of Southern Railway when Mysore Darbhanga Bagmati Express was passing Ponyeri and the train entered the loop line, colliding with a goods train that was standing there. 30 personnel from the National Disaster Response Force are engaged in the relief and rescue operation. RSS Chief Dr. Mohan Bhagwat has lamented atrocities against women, saying the shameful and disgraceful incident at the RG Kaur Hospital in Kolkata is a result of the nexus between crime and politics. Dr. Bhagwat was addressing the main function of Vijayadashami in Nagpur this morning to mark the 99th Foundation Day of the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh. He also underlined the need for inculcation of cultural values from educational institutions. He said the vulgarity spreading on some OTT platforms is responsible for the degradation of cultural values and it needs to be controlled by law under the legal setup. While commenting on the recent situation in the neighbouring Bangladesh, Dr. Bhagwat said the radical ideology in the state of Bangladesh created insecurity not only for the Hindus but also for minorities living in Bangladesh. The festival of Vijayadashami or Dashera is being celebrated across the country today. The festival is celebrated to remember Lord Ram's victory over Ravan, marking the triumph of good over evil. The day also marks the culmination of Navratri and Durga Puja. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar greeted countrymen on the festival of Vijayadashami. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued yellow alert in 8 districts of Kerala today, indicating the possibility of isolated heavy rainfall. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with Bangladesh in the third and final T20 International in Hyderabad today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. With a 2-0 lead in the 3-match series, India will be looking to continue their dominant form and secure a clean sweep against their neighbours. The men in blue defeated Bangladesh by 86 runs in the second T20 International in Delhi. And with that, we end this news bulletin.